AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Donald J. Trump has completed his first periodic physical examination as President of the United States.
Rear Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson performed the physical last week on the President.
Age 71 years and 7 months at the time of the exam. Height 75 inches. Weight 239 pounds. Resting heart rate 68.
Dr. Jackson says one issue is the president should lose some weight.
He would like to lose over the next, I think a reasonable goal over the next year or so is to lose 10 to 15 pounds. We talked about diet and exercise a lot. He's more enthusiastic about the diet part than the exercise part, but we're going to do both.
Dr. Jackson says he has no issue with the president's cognitive ability. Senator Lindsey Graham is blaming President Trump's staff for the president's about-face on immigration that appeared to scuttle a compromise deal to protect from deportation young people brought to the country as children and living here illegally. Sheriff's Department Captain Greg Fellows in Southern California says the mother of 13 malnourished children and young adults who were held in filthy conditions, some chained to furniture, was perplexed when deputies arrived at the family's home. Fellows says he's grateful for the courage of the girl who managed to escape.
A 17-year-old girl called 911 from a deactivated cell phone and reported that her siblings were being held against their will and some were chained. Deputies responded, met with that 17-year-old nearby, and she explained that she had escaped through a window.
Fellow says this amounts to torture. A man suffered a massive heart attack minutes after the false missile alert in Hawaii. The Honolulu Star-Advertiser reports Sean Shields started violently throwing up while on a beach in Oahu. The newspaper says he then called his 10-year-old daughter and adult son to say goodbye. Shields underwent emergency surgery. The Trump administration cut tens of millions of dollars in money for Palestinian refugees, demanding the UN agency responsible for the program undertake a fundamental reexamination. This is AP Radio News. Gymnasts and other victims of disgraced former sports doctor Larry Nassar stepped forward in a Michigan courtroom to recount the sexual abuse and emotional trauma he inflicted on them as children.
You used my body for 6 years. For your own sexual gratification. That is unforgivable.
Kyle Stevens says she told counselors about Nassar in hopes they would report him and reported Nassar to Child Protective Services twice.
Perhaps you have figured it out by now, but little girls don't stay little forever. They grow into strong women that return to destroy your world.
Nearly 100 women and girls plan to speak or have their statements read during a 4-day sentencing hearing in Michigan. Hawaii Governor David Icke has appointed a state National Army Guard official to oversee a review of Hawaii's emergency management process after a faulty alert was sent to cell phones around the state warning of an incoming missile attack. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.